Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Today, we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers, and we raise our hands in supplications, so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So when we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, there's an interesting dialogue that occurs between Imam al-Mahdi, the 12th divinely appointed Imam and the awaited savior of humanity, with a religious scholar by the name of Sheikh Mufid. So Sheikh Mufid, of course, is well known amongst the Shia historians, for he was a very esteemed and knowledgeable scholar. Now, in this dialogue that occurs between Imam al-Mahdi and Sheikh Mufid, Imam al-Mahdi addresses Sheikh Mufid in a very interesting way. He says that he is a worthy brother and a righteous friend. And Imam al-Mahdi says that, Imam al-Mahdi prays that Allah always maintain the honor of Sheikh Mufid. And after this, Imam al-Mahdi begins with the name of Allah. What's really interesting here is that this individual, this religious scholar, this knowledgeable person, of course, you know, many centuries ago, was a very well-known and famous religious scholar, one of the ulama. And here we find that Imam al-Mahdi, he addresses Sheikh Mufid in this manner, calling him a worthy brother, calling him a righteous friend, and then even praying and supplicating on his behalf and for him, praying to the Almighty Allah that Allah keep his honor and maintain his honor. Now, what's really interesting here is that there's so many countless hundreds of thousands of scholars in the Islamic world, but we find that, you know, Imam al-Mahdi, he singled out one of these scholars. Now, of course, all of the scholars are worthy of respect and honor, and they have had their various services that they have provided to Islam. And of course, it is via their pen and sometimes even via the blood of these scholars, such as Shahide Awwal and Shahide Thani, Shahide Thalith, all of these who were scholars who were also martyrs. They have protected Islam, and they have protected the pure Muhammadan Islam. And so here, you know, we find that this individual, Sheikh Mufid, is given such respect, is given such esteem. And of course, Sheikh Mufid had, you know, many different services that he provided to Islam and to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And so it's interesting to see here that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, does not let go to waste the efforts of his followers. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
To discuss the signs and then talk about what are the reasons why individuals might reject the coming of the Imam. Now we are told that the West, or the Romans, which would then be Europe or whatever is left of the West, and the Christian West, will then surrender to Nabi Isa alayhi salam and to the Mahdi alayhi salam, and the whole region as well will come into the fold of Islam, which will be the new world order, if you like. Shortly thereafter, we are told that Nabi Isa alayhi salam will pass away. So his demise happens in the lifetime of the Imam, and the Imam alayhi salam will lead the funeral for Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The Salatul Mayyit will be led by the Imam. His funeral will be publicized and made so public that everyone in the world is able to see and hear, so that no one may ever again ascribe divinity to him and say that he is not dead, or that he is the son of God, and so on and so forth. And then there are details to his funeral as well, such as, for example, his shroud will be from a cloth that was stitched by his own mother, Siddiqat Maryam alayha salam, and that he will be buried in Quds next to his mother, or he will be buried in Medina next to the Messenger of Allah, peace be on him, and his family. Now, once the world is then filled with this justice and peace, and the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then takes pass, in which he says that the world will not come to an end until a man comes forth from my descendants whose name shall be my name, يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا كَمَا مُلِئَتْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا. He will fill the earth with peace and equity as it had been filled with injustices and oppression. This prophecy then comes to pass. And the whole planet is now based on one religion, one monotheistic understanding of worshipping only one God, ascribing no partner to him, with justice. And then this ayat of Quran that we have been reciting, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق, he it is who sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, ليظهره على الدين كله, that is also fulfilled. It prevails over all other forms of religions that have different forms of polytheism. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, even if the polytheists are averse to this. In other words, there is no room for anyone to believe in anything else then.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.